The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jackson Dell Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guests are high school principal Fred Unsicker and elementary school principal Dee Budd. This podcast is sponsored exclusively by Civista Bank, with Ripley County offices in Milan, Versailles, and Osgood. From personal to business banking, Civista has been helping generations of families and businesses achieve their financial goals for 138 years. Whether you choose to visit one of their nearby offices or bank on the go with the Civista mobile app, you can be confident they are looking out for you. Follow them on Facebook, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. Member FDIC, that's Civista Bank, focused on you. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We furnish on-demand programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. We offer the Super Chat show format for schools around the country. However, this edition of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Jackson Dell Schools. Fred, Dee, I welcome you both back to another Super Chat. Dee, as we all know, this is a very busy time of the school year. There's a lot going on at the elementary school. Which end-of-the-year events can you tell our listeners about as we head into the home stretch?
Well, Gary, you are right. It is a very chaotic time of the year, but it's a good chaos. But yes, we do have a lot of things going on. I do want to say we just finished up our kindergarten registration for next year. We had a record number of kindergarten students registering. We had 50 kids register, and we usually get around 15 to 18 over the remainder of the summer. So that's a great way to end that. We have several field trips. You know, elementary, they like their field trips. So we have several field trips coming up. All grade levels are doing something. We have zoo trips, American ballpark. They're going to the state park. We've got some petting zoos. Sixth grade always take an extended field trip because, you know, it's their last year here at the elementary. So they are taking an extended day field trip to Indianapolis and spending some time up there at the Capitol building and walking around, doing some walking trips. We have a drama club performance coming up, which is actually high school and elementary. We've got some elementary kids on our drama club this year, so that's going to be exciting to see that up and going again and see their first performance coming up here on May 6th and 7th, and it's going to be down at the Dam Theater, so that's a neat thing that's going to happen. We've got donuts with grandparents. We've got two different days that we're going to have grandparents come in and spend some time with the grandkids and have some donuts. And then we try to end the year with an all-school field day or all-sports day where we have everyone, all the staff members involved. Teachers get to play with their classes, and we have some parents coming in to help with that. Tonight, actually, we have our music program going on here at the elementary. And with that, we also have an art show. So as you can see, we've got lots of things going on.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it's like every time you turn around, there's one more thing stuck into a day. And like we said, you know, you're in the home stretch. Well, you've already had family night, correct?
That is correct. We had our Title I family night. That was back on April 11th. We had a Professor Wow come in. It was a science related. Usually our spring one's not quite as big as our fall one, but we still had a great turnout. We had about 120 people come out. It was a wonderful turnout. The title team put that on, so they did a great job with that.
Will you hold award ceremonies as well?
Yes, at the end of the year, we have, actually it's on the, 22nd, I believe. We have a awards program for 4th through 6th. 6th grade actually have a breakfast in the morning where it's just 6th grade and they get their diplomas and they have a breakfast. And then we have a 4th through 6th awards program where we bring those kiddos in and give them the honors that they so deserve.
Wowee. Well, it's an exciting time, and those leaving elementary and moving up the ladder, that's an exciting time as well, for parents as well as students. Truly, truly, truly.
Yes, it is.
Fred, at the high school, you have quite a lineup of things happening. Can you review each of the specific events you have on the main schedule?
I can do that, Gary. I'm going to keep it as short as we can. Like the elementary, it is just so busy in the month of May. Starting next week, we start our iLearn testing for the 7th and 8th graders. We also start AP testing for the advanced placement students. We're giving, I think, 6 AP tests in the course of 2 weeks. So it's a big testing week in the next week or two at the high school. We have a band and choir concert and art show coming up on the 10th of May. That's going to be a phenomenal experience. The art students are doing incredible job of putting things together and projects, and just some of the things those kids have created are just absolutely amazing. And then I've had the privilege of getting into band and choir the last few days to listen to them, and they're sounding absolutely excellent. I think the public really wants to come watch that and see that show, because it's going to be absolutely just incredible. Coming up, we have our guidance department's already preparing for next year. We have a college financial aid night for juniors, for people that want to get that started early, coming up on May 11th. We have, as Dee mentioned, the drama club production coming up in a couple weeks. And then we start to really get into our award season for our students right towards the very end of the school year. On May 26th, which is our last day of school, we do an underclassmen awards where we, obviously 7th through 11th grade, we give them their awards during a presentation, convocation at the beginning of the school day. And then also that day, we started a couple of years ago what we call Activity Day. And it's just a nice, relaxing afternoon with different teachers doing different activities. Some teachers will, you know, put on a big wiffle ball game. Some teachers might just play cornhole outside if it's nice. Just a nice, relaxing event that we actually have a cookout with all the students as well. We do a cookout for all students and staff. And then coming up at the very end, of course, we have senior awards night on June 2nd, and then we have graduation on June 3rd, and then the summer starts and we start preparing for next year.
Well, do you have a preliminary estimate on the number of graduates you're expecting in the class of 2023?
Currently, right now, actually, everybody is on track to graduate, which is always a good thing at this time of the year. It should be right at 72, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of our larger classes coming through, Jack Sindel. We've had, this will be the fourth class over 70 to graduate in the last 4 years. So that's really good.
Yeah, it's a good sign. Good sign. Well, I wanted to bring this up because I think it's warranted, really. There are a couple of student recognitions that I was hoping that you might be able to touch on. Corbin White and Tracy McKittrick. What can you share with our listeners regarding these two students?
Well, Gary, I'd be glad to talk about these two and just incredible individuals. Corbin White, those from the community know what Corbin's gone through in the last couple of years as a family. He was recognized as a Brady Comeback Award winner. It was started by an orthopedic surgeon in the Indianapolis area, and they award 4 scholarships to seniors every year. So out of 400 individuals that were nominated, Corbin was recognized as one of the two male athletes to get this. And he gets a $1,500 scholarship to college. And for those who don't know, Corbin's father passed away, and about a year later, the house caught fire. And then he had a very, very terrible accident coming right at the end of work where a UTV flipped on him, and the extent of his injuries were absolutely mind-boggling. You know, spinal fractures and broken ribs, dislocated shoulders, concussions, collapsed lungs, punctured lungs. In typical Corbin fashion, he says, well, am I going to be able to play basketball? And just because that's the type of kid he is, and he wanted his homework, and he came back months before the doctors thought he'd be ready to play, and he ended up playing a significant portion of the season this year for the boys basketball team. He's an extremely hardworking student, just a great kid, just an absolutely great kid. And then the other student you mentioned was Tracy McKittrick. Tracy is a phenomenal academic student. She was named an Indiana Association of School Principals Regional Academic All-Star. And there were over 400 nominees for this award for an academic all-star. And 90 are selected to make the final round, with 40 of them being named the statewide winner and 50 being named the regional winner. Tracy was honored at a ceremony last week. Academically, her resume is incredible. She's going to graduate with maybe more than 40 college credits. So she's going to go into college as a second semester sophomore, which is phenomenal. She's been a delegate to the American Legion Girls Nation. Last year, she received the U.S. Senate Youth Program selection, so she was actually able to spend a week virtually meeting with senators and people at work in the White House and for the federal government, learning a whole lot about the background of how the government works at the federal level. You know, she's been a member of the golf team. Just an outstanding representative for Jacksonville, and I was very pleased that she was selected for that honor. Just another incredible kid. Two out of the 400 incredible kids we have in that building.
I understand what you're saying. Many of these students are just extremely resilient. Wow, what a couple of stories. This has been just a great delivery and sharing of some super information. Listen, guys, I do wish you, your staff, and of course all of your students the very best of success in the home stretch here. Everybody should finish strong. And once again, I'd like to thank both of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Always a good time, Gary.
Thank you, Gary.
Listeners, this program is a good one to share with your school-connected friends. We thank our sponsor, Civista Bank, for supporting this monthly program. You can follow Civista on social media, and I suggest that you check out their mobile banking app, and to learn even more, visit their website, civista.bank. And the very next time you are in your local Civista branch location, let them know just how much you appreciate their support of Super Chat for Jacksonville Schools. If you come up with a comment or a specific question for us right here in Studio Number 7, share it with us, email us, shout@theflypod.com. So for Jacksonville Community Schools and the Flypod Media Network, I have been your host, Gary Puckett. And our monthly program comes to you year-round on your portable media device or computer. Thank you for joining us today here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Jacksonville Community Schools.